You're listening to Radiotopia Presents from PRX's Radiotopia.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
Like most people today, I use a smartphone. Nothing special, just your average iPhone. If you're sighted and curious how this works, just open up the accessibility settings and turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on.
Now, when you move your fingers around,
Messenger, 11 minutes ago.
The built-in screen reader tells you what's there.
Actions, passcode field, 4, 5.
I can make phone calls.
5, 5, 5.
Write
7,
emails.
Inbox, 2 unread messages, button. Inbox,
call an Uber.
Item.
Even learn Japanese.
Articles, head here, vocabulary, head 1, list start.
In fact, once you learn to process speech at double speed, most apps work pretty well. But some really don't. Like dating apps.
22. Dimmed. Non-binary. Dimmed. 5'1". Dimmed. Maplewood.
As dimmed. Far as I can tell,
yes. Dimmed.
Every
no.
Major online
dimmed.
Dating service
dimmed. No.
Is designed for sighted people.
Selfie number 503. Just guess the backstory of this photo.
Swipe through Discover Tinder or
Instagram.
Bumble,
back
and
to
mostly
top.
What you see are pictures.
Like photo caption.
With very little space for actual information about the person.
Do you agree or disagree that white wine and Sprite is an amazing combination?
Even though my phone reads text, it can't describe images. And even if it could, images are so subjective that it would probably just say, image, person smiling, which is pretty useless. For sighted people, I imagine online dating is like shopping for clothes. You browse the store and you see what tickles your fancy. Well, for me, shopping for clothes has always been torture. When I was a kid, my parents would take me to the Gap, and I'd sit there for what felt like hours, trying on shirt after shirt. No matter how many I tried on, my parents kept bringing more. But why are we buying this one and not that one? I'd ask. Well, this one looks good on you, my parents would say. For me, using a dating app is like the Gap all over again. An endless stream of shirts and an endless stream of people whose visual signals I can barely understand. But today on the show, I'm going to give it a try anyway. I'm Matthew Schifrin, and this is Blind Guy Travels from Radiotopia. My parents will not be the right guides for this excursion. So instead, I'm turning to some friends, starting with Litha.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's the name of the game. That's what I do.
We studied together at the New England Conservatory of Music, and Litha's experience with dating apps makes her the perfect guide.
My friends like to tease me because once I said, I downloaded Tinder the same year I downloaded Uber. It's like, I wanted to meet college students so I could go to parties in high school. And so I started out on Tinder. And then I feel like I graduated Tinder when I graduated high school.
Her next app was Hinge.
So I would say Hinge is my favorite dating platform because I've met partners on there that I like still talk to.
So then let's use Hinge.
Let's do it.
Like all the other apps, Hinge allows you to post photos of yourself, like other people, and then message them.
All right. It says, welcome to Hinge. I press continue. What's your name? Okay, so we're going to do Matthew Schifrin.
But part of what sets this app apart is the sheer number of questions you need to answer to create an account. At least 20 of them.
Okay. Who do you want to date? Men, women, or everyone?
Women.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'8".
Nice.
Pretty standard stuff so far.
So they have Buddhist, Catholic, Christian, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, spiritual, agnostic, atheist.
In a way, this kind of personal cataloging is familiar to me, It's how I keep track of all the faceless people in my world, with fun facts and biographical details.
What are your political beliefs? Liberal, moderate, conservative,
other? Like, if I arrive at a musical theater rehearsal and ask where I can find so-and-so the trumpet player, I'll probably get the usual, "Not sure, what does he look like?" To which I say, "I don't know, but he's from Pittsburgh, played lacrosse in high school, owns 4 cats, and sounds like Homer Simpson on helium."
Biggest risk I've taken, something that's non-negotiable for me.
And yet, despite my knack for distilling human beings into sets of obscure facts, nothing could prepare me for the onslaught of questions awaiting me on Hinge.
I'm overly competitive about. You should. I'm just going to go ahead and read all of them. You should leave a comment if the hallmark of a good relationship is.
I was just going to go with blind, rock-climbing, counter-tenor accordionist, but apparently that won't do.
I recently discovered that, one thing I'll never do again, I'm overly competitive about, you should leave a comment if, and yes, we're back to the beginning.
Oh my goodness, there's so many.
Okay, how about we do this? We'll do like, I'll say it, you give me an immediate response without thinking. Okay, worst idea I've ever had, go!
Goodness, I've had so many. Trying to figure out how centrifugal force works by climbing into the dryer.
Unusual skills. Go.
I speak Russian and French and Italian, and I don't know. I'm very good at long rambling texts by grandmothers that don't go anywhere. If you ever need a translation of one of those.
Good at strong decoder of long rambling texts from your grandmother.
Okay, sure.
Okay, wrong. Long, rambling texts from grandmothers. How about my love languages?
French accordion music?
That's great. Unusual skills, running into people.
Unusual skills. Yes, colliding with unsuspecting strangers.
Okay, great.
And so on and so on. Until...
Ta-da!
She did it.
It's done.
But there's a catch.
Oh, wait. It says we have to add more... We have to add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 5 more pictures in order for you to be able to start liking.
5 more pictures! I don't even have 5 more pictures.
Okay. It's not like there are literally no photos of me. They're somewhere online for sure. But when I get tagged on social media, I'm never really sure what to make of it. The caption is usually vague. Then, suddenly, the photo has 50 likes, a few shares, and someone I don't even know has left a comment saying, "Dapper." But I don't even know what's in the photo. So, for this step, I'll need some advice from a close friend. Someone who I know will tell it to me straight.
All right, Chief, I'm all set.
Fantastic. My friend Rove is a visual artist, studying at the Rhode Island School of Design.
Wait, hold up a second.
And he has a knack for knowing what photos to use in what context.
I have it open. Yeah, I think these photos are bad.
What makes them bad? You gotta be real specific.
Your smile looks forced. It doesn't look natural.
You're right. It probably was forced.
There's a photo that I see that's great, but your hair looks untamed. So poofy. It's wild.
Some may call this brutal honesty, but I call it expert guidance. It's good to know that you can trust someone so completely with an aspect of your life that you can't understand.
I also want to get rid of this photo that's your Facebook photo of you singing.
Okay, why?
I think your expression makes your mouth look a little funny. I think it has to do with the angle of the photo.
So we go looking for some fresh photos.
You want me to Google you?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there's some great photos here. I'm telling you right now, you look like a model here. Straight up. You look so good. I might ask you out after this. It's you rock climbing. You look really serious.
Okay.
Great. I think a lot of it's about the cheekbones. I think you have great bone structure. I think we're gonna have to flaunt that.
Flaunting those cheekbones.
Have you heard of smizing?
No.
It's smiling with your eyes, but not your mouth. And I think maybe you're kind of doing a little bit of smizing here, Matt.
Uh-huh.
We're going to use this too. Matt, I'm having so much fun. Yeah, that's awesome. You look like a rock star.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to use that for sure. And again, Matt, those cheekbones are popping. So we always, okay. we love that. We love that. Matt, you got it. 1,000 matches guaranteed.
That's a high number, no?
1,000,000 matches tomorrow. With this profile, you want to start swiping?
Rauf is raring to go, but for this first swiping session, I figured it wouldn't hurt to get some more seasoned guidance from someone who's been around the block a couple of times.
What do you mean, who am I?
What's your name, where you come from? Just kind of give me a brief overview if I have no idea who you are.
I have no idea who I am. Well, my name is Tatiana Hyken.
Tatiana is a family friend.
And I am actually from Moscow, Russia, but I came to the United States when I was 16 years old, so I've been here for quite a while.
She's an actress who's been married and divorced. Plus, she's used dating apps, so I consider her a highly discerning judge when it comes to potential partners.
Okay, people who come up. So there we have Victoria.
Okay.
I would say it's okay, but I wouldn't want to talk to her.
Okay, there's an X button at the bottom left corner of your screen.
Yes. X.
If you press it, we will see the next one.
Mikaela.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We're doing well.
Very well.
Nilly. No.
Why not?
Just because.
You're not going to get more specific? I mean...
I don't think so. Caitlin.
Okay. Also don't think so?
Well, she ziplined in Costa Rica, so there's something.
I guess.
Maybe, but not a strong maybe.
Okay. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that all Russian ladies of Tatiana's generation are this jaded.
She likes country music, that's a no-no. She's from New Hampshire. No, bye-bye, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, next girl. She's a baker, so she will make a lot of... no, never mind.
What makes you say never mind?
I don't want you to get fat.
After 10 minutes of straight no's, we finally catch a break.
Tracy. I don't like this girl. Look, software engineer at Google. She's Brown University graduate. She's an atheist, which is a big plus in my book. She's from California, and she's liberal. So we were hitting all our requirements. Yes. We don't know about her editing skills, but, you know.
Why is atheism a huge plus in your book?
Because those are the only reasonable people endorse.
Yeah, we can hit like.
Yes, so I want someone who brings out my inner chaos Muppet, which is good. You know, it's funny.
What is an inner chaos Muppet?
Well, who cares? It's better than, you know, I want someone to love me, right?
Yes, but I would generally not use the I want someone who prompt.
You don't know enough about Muppets, obviously. You need to do research about Muppets.
That is true.
So I won't shut up about podcasts. Well, that could be annoying, but maybe. Yes. She's a liberal,
depends.
So yeah.
Okay, let's hit like.
So if you don't push cross, you put heart?
What? I don't know. I think, is there a heart?
There's a heart and you can send a like.
Okay, do we do both?
Yeah, I did the heart, and then it says, send like, do you want to add a comment? You say, what's your inner Muppet? I mean, don't forget, the girl is an engineer, so don't get your hopes up.
As usual, Tatiana is correct. Once I learn the name of my match's favorite Muppet, Beaker, as it turns out, the conversation dies with a whimper. To be honest, I've never really dated much. In fact, before this experiment, I'd only been on a grand total of one date. It wasn't that I didn't want to, I just didn't know how. The dating scene seems so daunting. So when my friends ask what I'm looking for in a potential partner, I can only give them vague descriptors. Caring, creative, enthusiastic, interesting, motivated. You know, the things that most of us are looking for. Trouble is, these aren't characteristics that you can easily determine from a dating profile.
Oh, see, that's your problem. It's like darts on the dartboard. You gotta just throw them. Even if you don't love their profile, they might surprise you.
So it's time to change tactics and take some risks.
Okay, this girl, Cindy, she said, I want someone who can make me laugh.
I would personally swipe left.
I'm going to swipe right.
Okay, fine.
And I'm going to like her thing that says, this year I really want to be more spontaneous. I'm just going to send a like. Let's say you're trying to show someone your heart through music. What would you play?
Something by Sondheim.
Can I say Sondheim, BB?
I don't know why. Why BB?
It's like Sondheim, baby.
Okay, I personally wouldn't...
I'm going to say it.
No. Okay.
I said it.
Why...
somebody new.
Uh-huh.
You know the ditty?
Never heard it. No.
Okay. Also, I gotta go because I'm watching a movie with my cousins.
Uh-huh.
But we can pick this up. You want to pick this up later?
I'd really rather not. But I subject myself to one more round of swiping with my friend Rove.
She has blue eyes.
Okay.
I don't know if that means anything, like if you care about eye color, man, I don't know.
No.
Matt, we've said no to about 50 people together right
now. No, that's
me,
you.
Me to about 30 of
you
them.
You said no.
All right, I'm just going to put a like
okay,
down.
Okay, fine. Sure.
Sick.
Great.
Send like. This next girl looks really nice.
Okay.
The key to her heart is Reese's. If she shares them, consider yourself lucky. She's tall.
Okay.
She's, oh no, no she isn't. Her friends just must be really short. She's 5'4".
Okay.
Are we liking anything? I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Okay.
And so right.
Next.
As a blind person, hair or eye color doesn't matter to me since I've never seen color. Redhead or brunette, black or white, they're just adjectives to me. The best way for me to learn about another person is to hear their voice. I can tell a lot about someone by the way they talk, how outgoing they are, where they're from, maybe even the kinds of books and music they're into.
Okay, next girl, her name is Kay.
Litha, Rove, and Tatiana all have intuitive reactions to the photos.
Like, I can tell for sure they're not going to be interested.
Curiosity, attraction, disinterest.
All right, I'm just going to pop, like, one like here.
I have those same reactions when I hear a person's voice. And yet, a human voice is the one thing Hinge won't give me.
Oh, no, it only let me like one photo. That's okay. Or, like, one thing.
There are voice-based dating apps. Okay. But they're such a niche product that you're basically limiting yourself to dating within a small group of blind people. Nothing against other blind people, but all my life, I've strived to engage with the sighted world as much as possible. And so, I'm left with Hinge.
Yes or no?
Getting secondhand information from friends.
Yeah, I just clicked a like.
Trying to form an opinion based on their opinions before swiping left or swiping right.
I'm sorry, I should have asked you what you wanted to do.
Okay.
I call Litha back to vent.
Okay.
I've had the app for, goodness, 2 weeks it was since you set it up. And in that time, I've matched with one person and nothing came of it.
Mm.
And if I'm not with someone using Hinge, all I have to go on are the profile prompts. It's exhausting, to be honest, because... You're kind of hitting skip, skip, skip on all of these people, knowing very little about them, and you just don't. It feels like such a waste of your soul, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The questions can only say so much. Like the pictures, you can look at a picture and see that a person's like holding a potion bottle and a candle and they're standing in front of like a gargoyle and you're like, oh, I get it. But if you can't see that, then it's hard to know from the other answers if their other answers are just like dot, 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 eggs.
It's a fact of life that ellipsis eggs.
Right.
If you have a disability and something is inaccessible to you, there are two things you can do. You can either find a way to make it work for you, or you can ditch it and move on. That's about where I am now. It's not that these dating apps are completely unusable by blind people, but they're just unusable enough to make them useless. As a blind person on one of these sites, I almost feel like an interloper. Like I need to announce my blindness as a disclaimer to explain my presence in this hyper-visual setting. But who wants to lead with that? As you may have noticed, I didn't mention that I was blind at all in my profile. If someone talks to me, if they take even the most casual interest in who I am and what I do, they'll figure it out pretty quickly. Somehow, my encounters on Hinge never made it that far. To make dating apps accessible to blind people, you would need to completely redesign how people think about online dating, eliminating the split-second decisions and reliance on pictures, and getting to the deeper stuff right away. I don't see that happening, but there was something Litha said in our last conversation that got me thinking.
It's like you put your profile together and it's art.
Art.
Okay. It is art, and it exists without people looking at it. Like, you know, you're making music, you're making podcasts. Make it the same way. There's nothing different about it. It's the same thing.
So I decided to ditch the apps and take Litha's advice to heart. I grab a rhyming dictionary, strap on my accordion, and begin. How would your mom describe you? Generically, I fear, since this will be my dating song, I must be very clear. Everyone wants to travel. Everyone wants success. Everyone wants a cat or a dog or a pig or children, I guess. I am allergic to animals. I don't speak toddler, you see. But you get priority boarding when going through airports with me. A date? A date? One girl could seal my fate. I hope it's not too late for me to find a date. Everyone wants a smart man. Everyone wants some wit. Everyone wants an honest man, a fellow who's buff and fit. I am no late night comedian. I cannot lift a car. But I can speak 5 languages. I'm sure that will get us quite far. A date? A date? One girl could seal my fate. I hope it's not too late for me to find a date. So everyone wants perfection. Everyone wants an ideal. So why not simply try me? At least I'm a fellow who's real. If you'd like to go on a date with me, there's one thing you must do. Email blindguytravels@gmail.com and I'll get in touch with you.
Credits. Okay, let's do some dating credits.
Blind Guide Travels from PRX's Radiotopia is written and performed by me, Matthew Schifrin. Our producer and sound designer is Ian Koss. Our executive producers are Audrey Mardovich and Julie Shapiro. Special thanks this episode to Tatiana Hyken, Raouf Zinaev, and Litha Ashforth.
Blind Guide Travels is a production of Radiotopia from PRX and part of Radiotopia Presents, a podcast of limited-run, artist-owned series from new and original voices. Radiotopia Presents is supported by listeners like you. To learn more and donate, visit radiotopiapresents.fm.
Radiotopia from PRX.